So one other issue related to relapse disease is the patient with early relapse after frontline therapy. Particularly the number I've heard is 2 years. I mean, you can tell me what you think they're going, you know, after the completion of, I guess that includes maintenance. Can you talk a little bit about what we know about this patient population, how you approach them clinically, and what kind of trials are out there looking at this specific group?
So we do know for quite some time that patients that do not respond well to first-line therapy or relapse early after first-line therapy don't do well. There have been different publications in the field, either looking at the outcome of patients that have relapsed within 1 year after diagnosis or within 2 years after their first treatment. But all of them show the same thing. The outcome of this patient is significantly lower than the outcome of the patient who has a maintained response after their first-line therapy. The first thing that we need to know for this patient is that a substantial number of patients may have transformed disease. So in one of the studies published in the PRIMA study, it was shown that up to more than 30% of the patients with early relapse have a transformed disease. So it's very important in this patient to do a new biopsy and to rule out histologic transformation, which may necessitate a specific treatment. If they don't transform, there are different options available for this patient. One of these options is the use of obinutuzumab bendamustine, especially if bendamustine was not used in first line. This has been recently updated, and compared to bendamustine single agent, there was a significant benefit of using this combination plus obinutuzumab maintenance. There is the options of using another type of chemo. There are some data suggesting that for young patients that are eligible for high-dose therapy and autologous stem cell transplant may be a reasonable option to discuss for those patients. I do consider that for a few patients that have an early relapse with a significant bulk or had only reached a PR and a rapid regrowth of the residual mass. I do think we really need to watch what are the results of R-square in this setting, because this is really a clearly different approach, and it may work well, as I mentioned, from preliminary result in this patient's population, and it may be an alternative option. So the early result regarding the dismal prognosis of this patient was probably, to my point of view, a little bit over-evaluated, and I think that we can clearly identify a group of patients that are not doing that bad, but clearly they need to be managed adequately.